I got to play 3 songs.
Good.
I was pretty subdued. I was kind of worried because I was seeing like a few flashes. I was worried if I was having an episode where I'd have to worry about my retina detaching. Oh. And I still am not sure. I haven't seen any today. So
wow.
I know. That's a lot of stress.
Very, very intense stress.
Very intense. Right. I know. Speaking voice was a little higher than usual. It's like what I did with my audiobook. And I also noticed that with the difficulty I've had the last week and a half, that I'm not connecting with my vocal cords as much because I've had to suppress a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
And the more I suppress feelings in my real life, it affects your singing voice. I went to sing a few songs and I was trying to edit them and I'm going, I'm going to have to go back and re-sing this. So when I came up, I think I felt so appreciated because people really wanted to hear what I had to say. So the lady whose house it was like screaming, play the unknown, which is a song of mine she likes. And I don't know, it's a real personal song if I should be playing it because, you know, I always think it's like betraying my husband.
Oh.
Well, you know.
It doesn't belong to you anymore. That's the thing about songs.
Yeah.
When they come out, now they belong to the people who hear them.
I love that in a way because I spoke about it. And that was the one where technically I croaked as I came out of it. And that's a song today I want to work with you on because I did a new arrangement on it. And the new arrangement is a different feel, you know? So I have to sing it, but the thing is I need to commit it. So I want to just know if the tempo is good and the key. So we'll do that later. But you could give me tips as to what to do about the croaking coming in because I had no idea how to control that.
Okay, so stop it for a second. Yeah, so did you have a chance to like do any like just quietly connecting in to your
Well, I had sung before that song. I did every season, so
yeah,
I was shocked.
But still, I mean, to you've also, even though you did that other song, it's kind of in a higher range. And to wake up all the muscles, you know, before
it was
asleep. And so that you have, so that you have assurance that they are awake, you know. We sort of forget and we just expect them to be there.
I was having a lot of conversations chatting with people before, too. And I find when I talk a lot, it affects my singing voice.
Especially
husky because it's loud.
I really kept my talking to a minimum.
Yeah.
So note to self.
Yeah, note. Lots of notes. So
yeah.
It got a little better, but
because this is a note that you sing all the time with me.
I know. It shocked me. I wasn't expecting it.
You know,
you try to recover from it and you're like, oh God, I started out that way.
Oh yes. That's the practice of being able to like quickly move out of that.
Get right out of it. The good part is I have so much confidence in my song lyrics. So I thought, you know, people are listening to those words. They're just going to let the croak go because it's just...
I'm sure they didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. But the lesson was for me about preparation. In the studio, I can do that. I can, as the intro's playing, I just keep doing it until it's...
It's right there for you.
Yes.
But if you're not set up for it...
Well, I'm playing the guitar too. You know, I don't want to use that as an excuse. But I mean, I have chords to not miss either, you know.
You have other distractions. So, you know, you have a bigger responsibility than I do. I mean, all I have to do is manage my voice.
No, but I hide. On this one, one of the things is on that song, I always ended it on a major 7th chord, but the arranger guy, George, and I talked about it, and we're going to do a minor chord. I think because it's a little more unresolved.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if I'm used to it. I don't know if it's as good, so you'll hear that. And because the intro is different chords than I usually do, we tag that into the ending. I've done that before where I like the intro so much that it comes back at the end.
Yes.
So I have to write a new melody for the ending. And I'm coming along with it. So it's coming along. So these are the new chords. There's the bird looking off into the unknown.
Aww.
It's a hummingbird.
Yes, it is.
So the tempo, I don't know if it should be faster or slower. This is the key of G. It's a half step higher than I used to sing it. I go through my day to places that heal me. I cannot stay. You no longer feel me. My words will stun you, 'cause I've begun to leave you behind. I escape in my mind. my tears I hide. When you are near me, I cry inside. Where you can't hear me, I've watched you brood. Avoid your mood. There's no connection. You withhold just feels so cold. That's when I withdrew. I feel so alone. Your heart is like stone. I lie awake and feel my heart break. I'm ready to face the unknown. Nice arrangement.
I do. I like it.
It's a little different from the other ones.
I don't recognize the difference.
Okay.
But I like what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it says it moves. Another thing we talked about is it's like when I feel my heart break, we put a pause, like a break in the song.
Yes.
And then he says, let's make it motion when I run from you.
Right.
You feel more motion in the song.